In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the memorial of a very great Dominican theologian, a doctor of the Church, Saint Albert the Great. And we can tie together some of the themes in our readings with the example and teaching of this holy man. In today's readings, we see two examples of courage, that of Eleazar and that of Zacchaeus. Eleazar, declining to break the venerable and holy laws of the Almighty, accepts a violent death, even with eagerness. "Send me at once to Hades," was his word to those standing about him. And Zacchaeus, we are told, in the face of criticism directed to Christ for his friendship with sinners, stood his ground. And this standing of his ground opened the way for an heroic act of reparation. "I will pay them back four times as much." There are two things to note here. Firstly, the wisdom which enables these two souls to correctly identify the will of God and to love it. And secondly, the courage to hold firm to that all-holy will, come what may. This begs the question, where do they get this wisdom and courage, which is so admirable and so useful? For Eleazar, it was his constant meditation on the law, of which we are told he was one of the foremost teachers. For Zacchaeus, it is the teaching and example of Christ himself, which he witnesses with his own eyes. Christ is present in both instances, for Christ is present in the law, and Christ was present to Zacchaeus. And it is love for Christ that produces these marvelous qualities, wisdom and courage, in souls. Love, in fact, we are told in the Book of Canticles, is as strong as death. When we live in close proximity to Christ through obedient faith and allow him to enkindle love in our hearts, we too can come to share in their wisdom and courage. We can and should be close to Christ in our hearts at every moment of the day. All that is can serve to bring us to him. When God gives us his grace, even the order of nature helps us to approach him. St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Romans that the invisible things of God may be clearly known from what is seen. And this brings us to reflect briefly on the example of St. Albert. He was declared a doctor of the Church by Pius XI. And he is very famous for having used the works of Aristotle to provide a philosophical tool to understand theology more deeply, showing how philosophy is the handmaid of theology. And he's called a scientist because he wrote about almost every branch of human learning and is in fact the patron of all students of natural sciences. St. Albert's love for the work of God in the natural order blossomed in a greater and greater love for God. And it was this love for God that made him such a wonderful teacher. The Blessed Virgin Mary is rightly acknowledged as the seat or the throne of wisdom, for her Son, Jesus Christ, is wisdom incarnate. It is in fact of him that all nature, as well as the whole of the order of grace, speaks. For all things point to him, and through him they must return to unity, so to speak, with the Father. Saint Albert, very significantly, had a very great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if we love her too, and if we turn to her often during the day, she will grant us these beautiful gifts of wisdom and courage and love for her Son. And by her humility, which she will make us participate, she will preserve us also from some nasty modern-day errors, naturalism, and that kind of neo-Pelagianism that forgets that we need God's grace to counteract in us the effects of original sin. So let us ask Our Lady then to bestow upon us all these beautiful gifts as she did upon her beloved son, Saint Albert, and to raise us up in wisdom and grace even to the fullness of the age of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.